The program does have a 3-week grace period, so in case a state doesn't reauthorize or decides to not participate, there is that 3-week window. Our deadline was March 3rd, which we didn't meet because of a threatened filibuster in the Senate. So hopefully we'll come back early part of next week and start it again, start the process.
Do you have to introduce a whole new bill to start this?
We're taking a look at that. At this point, I don't believe that's the case, but we will see, according to Senate research, if that's something that we have to do.
Or can you amend 163?
Oh, yeah, we could amend it. Yeah, we could. Yeah, we could.
If there's any date question.
Right, yeah, we could amend it on the floor. That's not a problem with that. So that would probably be the process that we would go through.
But it's all going to be futile unless you can get Lemke to move off the dime here. What are the chances?
Well, we have 34 senators, and everybody has an opinion. And I don't think that necessarily one person should definitely be able to dictate everything on the Senate floor. Certainly needs to be heard. Just like me and the other 32 colleagues on the Senate floor. So, but I'm certainly not opposed to spending the night here a couple of nights in a row to get this thing done. I think it's a good idea, and I think we're going to hopefully prevail in doing that. You know, this program is $81 million that comes into the state. There's no cost as far as on Missouri employers nor to state general revenue. It's from the federal government. And it's all boiled down to Washington overspending, which – we all agree with that. That's happening. But where do you pick and choose? You know, and my colleagues are opposed to this. Where do you pick and choose? Do they not take money for other programs, for veterans, for the elderly, for the disabled, for the military? So that's one thing I just don't understand in their logic in this discussion.
Would you try to get a previous question on this?
Oh, I think it's too early for that. You know, I think part of the Senate is, and the beauty is that we're a deliberative body. Every senator has as much opportunity to be heard, and we're a long way from that.
I want you to know I'm opposed to spending two nights here.
I know the news media is not in favor of staying here, but no, we haven't spent the night here for quite a while, so that's not a bad thing.
Well, since July.
Since July, that's right. So,
Lemke is the ringleader of this. Have you been talking to him at all, or will he even discuss it?
You know, Jim and I are good friends. We just philosophically have a difference of opinion on this. You know, Washington spending is out of control. You know, they have a $1.6 trillion deficit. But this was money that was approved last November, December with the new Congress. Basically, that was part of the agreement that they came up with to extend the Bush tax cuts, then to also have this extended unemployment and insurance benefits. And so Washington is sending it our way. If we don't take it, somebody else will. And again, where do you draw the line? Is all federal money bad? Is everything coming from Washington bad? Send it all back? I mean, that doesn't make sense. And so this is money coming to us. Taxpayers have paid for it or will be on the hook for this, so Missourians might as well take advantage of it.
Now, who will this apply to?
This will apply to those who are already in the pipeline, who are getting unemployment benefits to the state. The first 26 weeks that a person is on unemployment, Missouri pays for that, and that's done through employer tax. Then the next, there's four different tiers after that, and that is paid for by the federal government. This last 20 weeks, the state has to approve that program comes to our state, but that comes at no cost to the state. One thing that's important to remember is the last 20 weeks, the requirements are much more stringent, much more reporting requirements, much more requirements to take any job that is offered to you. So it's even more difficult to get those benefits the last 20 weeks.
So somebody who's already exhausted their benefits doesn't get to come back for another 20 weeks?
No, I mean once...
people who are drawing now.
Right. They're in the pipeline right now. And then the money that was authorized is only till the end of 2011. And so they have to have been on it for somewhere less than 79 weeks to then get that last 20 weeks to be in it.
One of the questions that Lemke has raised and others is this gets us out to 99 weeks. How long is too long?
Well, that's a good question to ask someone that's unemployed. They can't find a job. I mean, for those who have a job, it's pretty easy to say that's too long. But when you're suffering and you can't find a job, that's tough. And the money just doesn't go in somebody's pocket. I mean, it goes to pay the rent. It goes to pay your mortgage, your car payments, buy food for your family. It's spent in the local communities. It's taxed in the local communities. And so it's there to help people. I mean, I don't think anyone on purpose wants to get unemployment. I mean, if you ask the folks that are getting it, they'd much rather have a job.
Anything else?
One thing I wanted to mention, the average length of people, or the average length that people are on unemployment is 21 weeks. And so I think people have this preconceived notion that everybody's on it for 99 weeks. The average length is 21 weeks. Did you have some?
If this is passed within the grace period, is that just a paperwork issue, or who is this the biggest problem for?
Well, obviously we work through the Department of Labor, the Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, and they work through the federal Department of Labor on this. So they would be the ones that would institute that and make sure that works. You know, I've been in constant contact with them every day this week, multiple times a day, as we're trying to get this legislation through.
Are you the education chairman?
Education chairman.
Should we turn down federal education money because there's overspending in Washington?
That's exactly the point. I mean, we receive about 9% of our education money is from Washington. And so with that same logic that some of my colleagues, should we turn down education dollars? I have Whiteman Air Force Base in my district. Should we turn down military dollars? I have a veterans home back home. Should we turn down VA dollars? I mean, the logic just doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. Anything else you got?
So the grace period's 3 weeks, mm-hmm. But because of the Senate's spring break, is that in 2 weeks? So
we've got 2 weeks to get it done, and my goal is to get it done, you know, and I've got a sofa here in my office, so if I have to take a nap, might have to do that.